Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, and it is quite an experience. I'm sitting in this evening with Gregory and Marguerite. And Gregory and Marguerite are two children who live in a very interesting area. They live in Switzerland. And the area that they live in Switzerland is an area where they make chocolate candy. And Gregory and Marguerite are 7 and 14, and they're not quite sure what they're supposed to be thinking. And at Christmas time, chocolate candies just profoundly fill the house. And other times of the year, they do too. And Gregory and Marguerite were saying, why is it that we have all this chocolate and all this stuff? It's tough. And we crave these things. We're taught to crave. We crave these candies that we're taught to crave. We want these candies that we are taught to want. And why do we crave those things we are taught to crave? It's so silly, Mr. Sandman. It's so silly, Mr. Candle. It's so silly. Why do these things happen like that? Well, Mr. Candle said, it's like this. All of us have the opportunity to say yes or no all the time in our life. Now, Gregory, do you know what the word no means? Oh, certainly. Who doesn't know what the word no means? I may be 7, but I know what the word no means. Well, what does it mean, Gregory? It means you can't. No, it doesn't mean you can't. What do you think it means, Marguerite? Well, no means that you don't choose to participate. You don't choose to do that. Well, that's closer. No means that you're not going to allow yourself to do something that's not good for you. Well, Mr. Candle, our mothers and fathers, they give us these chocolates, they give us all this candy, and then later they tell us that it's not good for us. And then science tells us that it's not healthy, and then science tells us that it's healthy. And dark chocolate is healthy, and milk chocolate is not so healthy. Well, Mr. Candle, what's going on? Well, everybody has the opportunity to make a choice. And generally speaking, when you have something that is not beneficial to you, and something that you just start to crave, and you crave something that is not to your best interest, you're doing it because you're sort of encouraged to do it. People come and they want to bring a present, so they bring candy. Now, they bring this candy and they teach us to crave it. They teach us to like it. Oh, yes, Mr. Candy. Mommy always brings candy when she comes home from the store for us. And Daddy, when he goes on trips, he always brings back a box of chocolate, because he says these chocolates came from Zurich. These chocolates came from the different cities that he goes into. And it's exciting. And so he says, now, this, and then they make chocolates that look like silly things, like animals, and look like buildings, and look like cars, and look like all sorts of things, all to make them intriguing. Yes, that's true. That's what they do that. But that's what it's all about, you know. We crave things that we're taught to crave. And why do we do it? And that's the same with adults when they drink things like liquor that doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good when they first taste it. When they drink a glass of wine, it doesn't taste good when they first say, yuck. And most people, if they had the choice of drinking it or not drinking it, they wouldn't drink it. But the thing is, society encourages them to drink it, and encourage them to have a craving for it. Now, Marguerite and Gregory, you were telling me when I came in something very interesting. You want to tell me more about it? Well, Mr. Candle, Marguerite and I, Gregory very pompously said, Marguerite and I feel that we are going to exercise our right to say no. Now, that's a pretty big phrase, Gregory. Where did you hear that? Marguerite told me. Okay. Now, Marguerite, why are you going to exercise your right to say no? What does that no mean? What does that exercising your right to say no mean? Well, Marguerite got a little huffy-puffy. Well, Mr. Candle, we are human beings, and we have the right to say no or yes. We have the right to say what friends we want. We have the right to say what school we go to. We have the right to say what we're going to learn in school. We have the right to say what kind of parents we're going to have. We have the right to say what kind of friends we're going to have, what kind of brothers and sisters we're going to have. We have the right. Marguerite. Mr. Candle was astonished. Marguerite, you have the right to say what parents you're going to have? How do you do that? Well, if I say my father is the most wonderful father in the world, and my mother is always thoughtful and loving and kind to me, then I create them by my thought as to who I want. Marguerite, do you really believe that? Well, certainly. I have the most wonderful mother in the world. She is always thinking of wonderful things for us kids and thinking of how to make us happy. And my dad, my goodness sake, he can't wait to get home from work and play with us in the evening. He can't wait to get home from work and do things with us. And on Saturday and Sunday when he doesn't work, he just loves to be with us and he wants to do things and go places with us. Well, Marguerite, isn't that perhaps your dad's idea? No, that's my idea. I chose to create my dad enjoying being with me. Well, Marguerite, who taught you that? Well, you can be sure the world didn't. I had to figure that out for myself. And I watched. When I thought my dad loved me and wanted to be with me, he loved me and wanted to be with me. When I thought my dad didn't love me and didn't want to be with me, he didn't love me and didn't want to be with me. It's just academic, Mr. Candle, just academic. Okay, Marguerite, it's academic, but why don't all people act that way? Well, Mr. Candle, I'm going to tell you something. And Marguerite, again, was very pompous. All people do act that way, but they don't know that they act that way. People say everything isn't going to work out and people aren't happy, and then people aren't happy and it doesn't work out, and they say, see, I told you. And I say to them, well, let's say something nice about it. And they say, oh, you little Pollyanna. And I say, no, I'm going to say something nice about it. And when I say something nice about it, something nice is going to happen. And Marguerite, did something nice happen? Mr. Candle was very interested. Yes. Something nice happened whenever I said something nice happened. And Gregory has been learning this too. And Gregory is doing very good. Gregory, tell what you did just yesterday. Well, what is it that I did just yesterday? Gregory said. Well, just yesterday, you were telling me you wanted to have a new... Oh, yeah. Just yesterday, Gregory said, I wanted to have a new bike. And so I said to my dad, you know, Dad, I would love a new bike, but I know my old bike's got a lot of years left in it, and I appreciate my old bike, and I really enjoy my old bike, but man, when I see that new one, that new Flyer, oh, it makes me feel so good. I think so many nice thoughts, and Dad, you know, that new Flyer is so wonderful. Now, when I can get a new Flyer, I shall be so happy. But I'll enjoy my old bike. My old bike does good. And I appreciate it that you bought it for me. And that's real nice, Dad. I thank you. And then I went away from Dad. And that was in the morning. And then when Dad came home from work, he said, "Gregor?" "Yeah." He said, "Go out and something in the trunk of my car. Can you go bring it in?" "Oh, sure, Dad. Give me the key." So Gregor took the key and went out to the car. And he opened the back end of the RUV, and lo and behold, there was a beautiful red Flyer. Oh, so gorgeous, even more wonderful than Gregor imagined. And he came running in the house without even taking it out of the car. And he said, "Dad, thank you, thank you, thank you, Dad, thank you. Oh, that is so nice." And then he ran back out to the car and gently took it out of the tailgate and opened it out. And then he closed the car and he ran back in the house and gave the keys to Dad. And then he went out to take his first ride on this beautiful, flexible Flyer. And he rode it all over the neighborhood, all over the neighborhood. And it was supper time now. And as he got home, his mom says, "Gregor, come in here now and get washed up for supper." And he says, "Okay, Mom, okay. Can I bring my bike in the house?" "Well, Gregor, you know we don't bring bikes in the house. But just put it on the porch there." "Okay, Mom, okay." And I went in and I said to Dad, "Dad, that was the nicest thing that I ever got in my life. Dad, you are so wonderful. Thank you." And Gregor gave his dad a great big hug and a great big smooch. And he says, "Dad, you're the greatest." Now, Gregor said, "See, I created that. Now, I can create anything I want. And I'm not going to crave for things that I don't want. I'm only going to crave for things that I do want." And you know, Dad was telling me that if I want some more candy, I can have it. And I said, "Dad, Marguerite and I have decided that candy is not really the best for us. Our dentist said that it's not so good for us." "Your dentist?" "Yeah, our dentist. And they said that if we don't eat candy, our teeth will be stronger and better because of it. And so, Marguerite and I..." "Now, Gregor, let me speak for myself," Marguerite said. "I know how to speak for myself." "All right," Gregor said, "go ahead, speak for yourself." So Marguerite spoke up. She said, "And so we have decided that we're not going to eat any more candy. We're not going to learn to crave for things that are not beneficial to us." "Ooh, wee, why, that's pretty big language there, Marguerite." "It is, but I'm 14 and I know these things. And so we're not going to crave for things that are not beneficial for us, and that's just the way it is, and that's just the way we are." "But I think what Gregor said was so fascinating," Mr. Candle said. "I think what Gregor said is neat. Gregor, how did you learn to speak your word like that and create your world so beautiful?" "Well," Mr. Candle, "my dad and mom have been teaching us that thoughts are things and words are thoughts, and that we should be very careful what words we think and speak, because that's what we're going to get. And I believe them." "And you know, Gregor, you're right. Oh, I'm so proud of you, Gregor and Marguerite. You're so thoughtful, so beautiful, so... you're fantastic." "Well, I can tell you one thing. You may be living in the middle of the Swiss chocolate, but you're going to be untouched by it. You're going to be untouched by anything in your world that you feel is not beneficial to you. And you're going to be touched by all the lovely things that you feel are beneficial. I'm so proud of you. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you, Mr. Candle." Gregor and Marguerite were sort of self-righteous and pompous and said, "We know that. We know that." And I said, "Well, boys and girls, I know that too. You're wonderful. Well, it's time for me to go now. And Mr. Sandman will be here to drop some pixie dust on you as you jump into bed and say goodnight to your mommy and daddy. And did you go out and wipe the dust off your flexible flyer, Greg? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I have it all nice and clean. I put it in the garage where it stayed dry, and I'm going to take such good care of it. Well, you do that, Gregor. You do that. So until next time, I'll see you, boys and girls. Have a lovely, lovely evening. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.